It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, November 8th, 2021. We have 21 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, well, we have a small craft advisory through this afternoon and a gale warning for this evening. South winds 15 to 20 knots, becoming south to southeast 20 to 25 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves from the south 5 feet high at 7 seconds apart. West swells 11 to 12 feet at 12 seconds apart. And showers are likely, rain late. Swell heights should remain above 10 feet in the first part of the week, at least. We've got our winter weather pattern happening here. Just keep in mind that professional mariners are out working in this weather. The Columbia River Bar is on green status, at least as of yesterday, which means traffic as usual, and river pilots as well, and fishermen, and anybody who works on any kind of commercial vessel. People are out there working in this weather, so send your best wishes their way. And today we're going to talk about a really great story, just a lovely story with a great happy ending. Don't get to talk about very much happy news, but I have a lovely one to share with you. And I'll just leave you in suspense for a little bit, but this is a lovely story. Let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. 5 inbounders, 9 in our Astoria anchorages, 7 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. First arrival in the river is the Beelzebub. She's arriving from China, headed for the port of Portland. She's doesn't look like a container ship, but she does have containers on board. That's kind of a new wrinkle in the world shipping economy. Ships are being deployed to carry all kinds of things that they might not normally carry, and in this case, this one has containers on board. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30 a.m. and arrive at the port of Portland around 1:30 p.m. The ES Warrior is arriving from South Korea, headed to the Astoria anchorage. She's going to be heading upriver to Portland to pick up potash eventually, but she'll be in Astoria's anchorage around 9:30 a.m. The ATB Commitment will be passing by, headed arriving from Ferndale, headed to Portland area. She is got refined petroleum as her cargo. 10:30 a.m., passing Astoria in Portland by about 4:30 p.m. The Happy Dragon, arriving from offshore, headed for the Port of Portland. She's a container ship, passing Astoria around 11:30 a.m. in Portland by about 5:30 p.m. Some interesting information about a couple of ships that you might want to keep an eye on. We've got the Pride of America heading downriver today, leaving Portland at the shipyard at Swan Island, where she's been undergoing, I think, some repairs and maintenance. She was the cruise ship that was at the Port of Astoria recently being stored there. She's heading out at 6 a.m., could pass Astoria around noon time, and I think she's heading out to sea. So she may be heading back out into the world to renew her work as a cruise ship. And there is a boat in the Astoria anchorage, a survey vessel, the research vessel. Well, she's a survey vessel, but she's kind of classified as a research vessel, the Geo Resolution. She's been out there for quite a while, and I've gotten some questions about her and why she's here. And so I asked around a little bit, and thanks so much to Columbia River Bar pilot Captain Dan Jordan for answering my question about this. She is a ship for hire in the sense that she does contracts and works with, she's a ship that works with other companies that are doing work out in the ocean, and she supports them. And I think she may have been here working on cable projects with telecommunications cable ships, but right now apparently she is just herself awaiting orders for her next job. So she's done with whatever she was doing here. She's waiting for the next job to come along, for the next contract. And this is as good a place to wait as any. It's sheltered, and she can wait safely here. There's fuel available, and it's a good place for a vessel to wait, especially in the weather that is going on out there in the ocean. I'm sure they're kind of glad they're not out there right now, and have not been out there for the past few days. So that's what I know about those two vessels that you can see easily. Another interesting vessel that's coming downriver today is the Gorgoy Picos. She is a bulk carrier leaving Longview with wheat on board at about 12:30. You might see her pass Astoria outbound around 4 p.m. I love her name. It's so unusual, so I looked it up. And she is named for a Greek saint, and this is what her name means. It means she who is quick to hear, or she who answers swiftly. So amidst all the pretty depressing news we've been hearing for quite a while, here is a lovely story, one that I hope will warm your heart as much as it did mine. It started out with the story of a fishing boat running aground and the crew needing to be rescued by the Coast Guard in Alaska. Here's a bit from an article from National Fisherman Magazine online, reporter Jessica Hathaway. You can find them at nationalfisherman.com. I'll read you some of it. Four crew members of the 83-foot dragger, that's a trawler fishing boat, Laura was the name of the boat, out of Kodiak, were rescued near Sitkliedak Island and transported with no reported injuries on Monday, November 1st, after the vessel reportedly ran aground. A timely call to the Coast Guard, crew preparedness, and the captain's full slate of safety and survival gear played a key role in the rescue on November 2nd. Coast Guard Sector Anchorage Command Center received a call from the Laura's skipper around 7 a.m. The vessel had run aground and the crew planned to abandon ship in life rafts. Air temperature was 39 degrees, water temperature 43 degrees, and winds at 24 miles per hour with visibility less than 10 miles. Two Coast Guard air crews were able to locate the fishermen with the assistance of the Good Samaritan fishing vessel Stillwater's crew. A rescue swimmer helped hoist the crew members to safety. That's the story from the National Fisherman. A happy ending, right? Well, not quite. One member of the crew was still missing. Here's this follow-up story from Radio KMXT in Kodiak. And this is from reporter Dylan Simard. The fishing vessel Laura, a trawler based out of Kodiak, capsized Monday morning after striking rocks near Sitkliedak Island. And I just want to say I had to do some real detective work to figure out how to say the name of that island. It took me a while, and I hope I'm not mangling it. Apologies if I'm not quite getting it right. But this is how they pronounced it in the story, which is a radio story on the in Alaska Public Media. But back to our story. The four-person crew safely boarded a life raft, but their puppy, Grace, an eight-month-old, 80-pound lab mix, jumped into the freezing water and was presumed lost. A Coast Guard helicopter swept a five-mile area looking for her with no luck before returning to nearby Air Station Kodiak to return the crew to dry land. The next day, another Coast Guard helicopter crew searched the area for evidence of a fuel spill from the fishing vessel Laura, that's part of their follow-up, and they still held a shred of hope that Grace might be still alive. And all of a sudden, against the odds, there she was on a nearby beach. Petty Officer Rafael Aguero, a Coast Guard rescue swimmer, went and got her. He says Grace was, quote, on a narrow beach with about 20 to 40-foot cliffs all around her. He said, I was able to find a way to sort of scramble down that cliff to grab her. She was definitely in a little bit of shock and hypothermic. So I looked at her, and I knew she was going to be okay. She wagged her tail a little bit, and then I picked her up and scrambled back up the cliffs to the helicopter. So how many dogs can say they were rescued by a Coast Guard rescue swimmer? Aguero and his crew were amazed to find her unharmed. He said, again, to go through those conditions and spend 36 hours alone in the wilderness like that, on the beach, with the cold, and she was otherwise okay from what I can tell, but it's absolutely incredible that we found that dog, he said. Grace was reunited with her owner at Air Station Kodiak around 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, and she's doing just fine. So, a miracle story about a miracle dog warmed my heart. I hope it brightened your day as much as it did mine. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.